Hi, this is Chris McClellan, Director of Operations at the Data Collaboration Alliance.
And this is Ali Fenikito, Business Development Rep from Cinchi.
This is your Data Drop News for Friday, April 22nd, 2022. A U.S. appeals court has ruled that web scraping is legal, dealing a blow to Microsoft-owned social networking site LinkedIn, which claimed the practice endangers user privacy. LinkedIn had told the court an injunction allowing HiQ to resume scraping would threaten users' privacy and possibly damage the goodwill built up between LinkedIn and its users. A LinkedIn spokesperson indicated that the company intends to keep pursuing the case, remarking that it was far from over.
A long-awaited deal between the U.S. and the European Union on how companies can legally transfer Europeans' data stateside could be completed this year, a top European Commission official said Tuesday. Washington and Brussels last month announced an agreement in principle on how to allow businesses to transfer Europeans' personal information across the Atlantic while protecting individuals' privacy. Negotiators continue to hammer out key details on how to limit U.S. surveillance of such data while allowing Europeans to mount legal challenges to spy agencies' activity. European Commissioner for Justice Didier Reynders said, "A final deal will require a combination of executive action by the White House, implementing regulations by federal agencies, and a multi-step approval process by EU officials and member states."
Apple's chief executive officer Tim Cook has said that the proposed App Store regulations in the US and European Union would put iPhone users' privacy at risk. He stated, "If we are forced to let unvetted apps onto iPhones, the unintended consequences will be profound. Data-hungry companies would be able to avoid our privacy rules and once again track our users against their will." The EU is working on legislation that would force the company to allow apps to be installed from outside the Apple App Store. In the US, two bills that would regulate app stores run by Apple and Alphabet's Google have the best chance of becoming law among proposals aimed at reining in big technology companies.
The number of people affected by personal data breaches fell by 95% over the last year, according to a tally by VPN provider Surfshark, as companies and governments invested in cybersecurity. The personal data, including passwords, credit card details, and email addresses of nearly 500 million people was breached in the first quarter of 2021. In the latest quarter, the figure was just 18.2 million. However, in Russia, the number of affected people grew by 11% to 3.6 million. This uptick reflects retaliatory attacks following the invasion of Ukraine, explains Ete Maurer, Senior Director of Security Strategy at Cato Networks. With different groups such as anonymous and ransomware groups, individuals and government entities all taking aim at Russian organizations, it is not surprising to see these numbers go up.
Google is once again under the spotlight for anti-competitive practices by the U.S. Department of Justice, this time relating to Google Maps and its forced bundling with other Google services in cars that incorporate the tech giant's Android automotive platform, such as those from Volvo and Polestar. Car makers are forbidden from replacing Google Maps with rival navigation services, such as Apple Maps or Waze, which also happens to be owned by Google. The Justice Department's probe was originally lodged in late 2020, but hasn't received much attention from legislators until recently. And although the software shipped in cars certainly comprises a great deal of the government's ire, the repercussions will likely reach far beyond the auto industry.
New research conducted by academics at Ireland's Trinity College shows that Google has been collecting extremely detailed data about the calls you make via the phone app and the text messages exchanged on your Android phone. Google used these Android apps to export massive amounts of data to its servers and did so without informing users or obtaining consent. This sort of behavior might go against privacy protections that should exist in Android by law in some markets, like the EU's GDPR policies. It could be seen as spying on users.
India's parliament has cleared a contentious bill that grants sweeping powers to police to collect data. The Criminal Procedure Identification Bill seeks to update a British-era law to enable police to collect samples of a person's biometric details if they have been arrested on charges that attract a jail term of 7 years or more. Opposition political parties have branded the proposed law as draconian and raised concerns about data breaches and violation of privacy.
Frances Haugen sparked outrage last year when she released thousands of documents that exposed Facebook's failure to act when confronted with its users' harmful behavior. Now, the former Facebook product manager says she's worried about how those values will translate into the so-called metaverse, which the company, rebranded as Meta, hopes to have a central role in building. They've made very grandiose promises about how there's safety by design in the metaverse, Haugen said in an interview. But if they don't commit to transparency and access and other accountability measures, I can imagine just seeing a repeat of all the harms you currently see on Facebook.
The Australian Electoral Commission has warned voters to think twice before giving details to political parties offering to register their postal vote ahead of the election. It is warning that Australian political parties reaching out to citizens with postal vote registration forms ahead of the election day may be just as interested in collecting their personal data as helping them cast a ballot. The commission encouraged voters to register with it directly instead of through political parties. Soon after Prime Minister Scott Morrison called the election, many Australians began receiving text messages and letters encouraging them to apply for postal votes. It's a method of voting that is expected to explode in popularity as constituents seek to avoid crowded polling stations in response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The government has agreed that the UK's mass surveillance laws do not provide adequate protection to confidential journalistic material and sources. It conceded the Investigatory Powers Act 2016, widely known as the Snoopers Charter, fails to provide adequate safeguards to protect confidential journalistic material from surveillance by intelligence services. The admission was revealed in a High Court decision last week, giving the campaign group Liberty permission to bring an appeal to challenge the lawfulness of the UK's bulk surveillance powers. Liberty argues that the UK's bulk surveillance regime allows intelligence agencies to scoop up private communications and internet data of swaths of the British population without adequate legal safeguards.
The Data Drop is a production of the Data Collaboration Alliance, a nonprofit advancing meaningful data ownership and inclusive innovation through open research and free skills training. To learn more about our partnerships, please visit datacollaboration.org.